Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Aleph, a Siman Aleph. The Chayyadim brought the personal approach that Shammai Hazokein used, that he would buy multiple items throughout the week, having in mind for Shabbos. The Chayyadim sets this as the standard of how a person should act. He does mention Ach Hilol Hazokein, Shoy Midosoy Beminas HaPitochen, Hillel waited till the end of the week. So we mentioned in the previous year, the reason why Hillel did so is because it was brought down in halacha. If a person can purchase something Erev Shabbos, where it's obvious that he's purchasing it for Shabbos, that has a certain benefits and preference in regards to the halacha of how to purchase for Shabbos. That's one reason. The Chayyadim gives a second reason, that Hillel works on his special relationship with Hashem, that he knew he could rely on Hashem to provide whatever he wanted. And he used this area of endeavor as an opportunity to work on his concept called bitachon, that Hashem will provide for him. But then the Chayyadim says, but that was Hillel's personal journey. And therefore, but he agrees that other people, that the appropriate approach is like according to Shammai Hazokein. It's obvious that something which we know can last, it doesn't rot, it doesn't deteriorate, it stays fine, and it's not so available to purchase, and he sees an opportunity to purchase it earlier in the week, he should buy it to put it away for Shabbos. Okay, so that is the first. So he mentioned now that there are two elements of Zacharis and Shabbos, the Kachal that the Chayim has touched upon. Number one, a person should be thinking about Shabbos during the week. Number two, a person should be purchasing items for Shabbos as they present themselves during the week. Now, the Chayyadim moves on to a different element, a different aspect of how to think about Shabbos during the week, how to fulfill the obligation of Zachor, Shemar, Shabbos, the Katcher. V'chein, k'shemoynim minyan hayomim, if a person counts the days of the week, yomoynim al shema Shabbos, a person should count based on the Shabbos, the Hanu Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, v'chein kulam, we count the days of the week toward Shabbos. Now the Chayyadim moves into a somewhat esoteric concept, and he says that the reason why we say this is the second day of Shabbos, the third day of Shabbos, the fourth day of Shabbos, it's not just that we are counting toward Shabbos and fulfilling the mitzvah of Zachor es Yom HaShabbos, the contrary, but actually it is true that this is a day which is in some way connected to Shabbos. Ki gnushas haShabbos, hi nimshechas l'chol yon, ki hu amerchas emsoye shekol yom yashua yon kemimenu. A Shabbos is the source of a holiness which emanates through the Shabbos to the whole week. And therefore we look at Shabbos as the apex of the week, and the Kedusha of Shabbos spreads itself to the days beforehand and the days afterwards. So it is not incorrect to say that this is a day which is the first day of the coming Shabbos, the second of the coming Shabbos, because it is actually connected to the Shabbos in some aspect. Now he points out, and this is brought down in halacha, in other aspects, Yom Aleph Beis Gimel, Nikroyim Acher HaShabbos, Shem Mekabel Kedusha Mishabbos Over, Vim Dalet Hei Vav, Nikroyim Kedem HaShabbos, Kem Mushpoyim, Mekabel Kedusha Mishabbos Abo. So the first 3 days post-Shabbos still feel connected to the previous Shabbos, and that is why one is allowed to say Abdullah, one person who missed Abdullah on Motzi Shabbos, can say Abdullah later in the week for the first 3 days till sunset on Tuesday. Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, a person could say Abdullah. He does not say the bracha of Ner. Ner is unique to Matzoy Shabbos. He does not say the bracha of Besamim on the sweet-smelling spices, but he says the bracha of Rapia Goffin, and the bracha of Hamavdil Mikadosh Shechol, the paragraph of Hamavdil, that he can say if a person missed Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, a person continue to say that for the first 3 days, starting from the night of Tuesday night, the Yom Revi, and going until Shabbos, is considered before Shabbos. One way that we express this, we know that we have the custom to say the various different chapters of Tillim, Kapitel of Tillim, Friday night as we accept Shabbos, and we start with the Chulanano Lashem, the real Tzur Yeshenu. We say that those exact same words Wednesday morning, together with the Shir Shayim of the fourth day of the week, we add in the Chulanano, which is actually not part of that capital. It's from the next chapter. So we say the chapter which starts to Kel Nakamas Hashem, Kel Nakamas Hafiyo. And then we say the first three verses from the following chapter, which are the first three verses that we say Friday night as we accept Shabbos. We say it starting Wednesday morning to show that we are now in the mode of being before, focusing on the coming Shabbos. But we see there's an element of Kedusha which extends through the Shabbos to the week. So we count the week and not the days after Shabbos and the days prior to Shabbos. We count the week from day one towards the coming Shabbos. But it has a connection to Shabbos, and therefore it's appropriate to call it Yom Yerushan Rishon B'Shabbos. And with that, we will finish today's shir, and this requires more explanation, as the Chayalim will do, B'Ezras Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.